It's a Monday afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Boy, I hope your day's turning out as nicely there as it is here in Urbana-Champaign.
Yeah, certainly nice with the warmer weather here, albeit only in the 40s, but gosh, 40s feels much better than what we've gone through, not only starting out March, but throughout the past couple of months where we've been pretty much locked into this unseasonably cold pattern.
And at least for our part of the world, it's just kind of the beginning of a warm-up, though I think that may be short-term.
Yeah, well, Todd, as we look out ahead for the next couple of weeks, and really the story on the temperature side is going to be this variability here coming up, which actually is pretty normal situation for late winter, early spring. So, the biggest change here and why we're noting this is that it is such a big change from this exceptionally cold, even record-setting cold start to March, which is now in the process of breaking and now reverting or now shifting to a more normal kind of typical late winter, early spring temperature pattern.
The northern plains and I think parts of the upper Midwest Corn Belt got dumped on again with a whole bunch of snow over the weekend. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, there's a swath of snow anywhere from Nebraska up through the Dakotas and Minnesota. Again, that area has just been hit very hard here in recent months. And because of that, there still is a tremendous amount of snow on the ground there. And running some metrics on that snowpack is that the snow water equivalent across Minnesota, the Dakotas, and just thinking ahead towards spring planting here, there's going to be a lot of snow that needs to melt and obviously a lot of water in that snow. So as we begin to warm things up over time, then that area will likely experience some flooding issues here and just due to the significant amount of snow water equivalent and snowpack there. And I should also note that another storm system's on the way, not exactly hitting the same specific areas as this past weekend, but for portions of the Dakotas, Wyoming, it's a good old-fashioned blizzard coming up tomorrow night on into Wednesday. And so that's going to further increase the snowpack before things then begin to melt starting the following week.
I was looking at the snow maps over the weekend from NOAA, and I don't know how unusual it is, but made note that almost all of the state of Iowa is covered in snow as well. Only the northwestern corner part of Illinois has. So lots of snow out there. Could be a slow start to the growing season, I suppose.
Yeah, especially up across that area. It's going to take some time here once the snow begins to melt, and then it's really going to be and really we think that there's going to be significant flooding. It's just a matter of the severity of that flooding here coming up, and got to melt the snow, you got to then dry out the fields, and so we got a long ways to go. Granted, it's only March 11th, but it's going to take a long time, especially up across those areas. So that's going to be one of the main focuses as we go into this new planting season.
The Delta's also been wet. Is that right?
It has been, and more's on the way, especially as we go through this week. We do see drier weather here, and that will at least help improve some of the river flooding that's taking place, but also still need to watch things. Even with the snowpack up north, some of that will be flowing into the Mississippi down the road, and so for the acreage along Mississippi River, the threat of flooding will also be a risk as we start off this new planting season, something to keep an eye on pretty closely here.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.